Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your
name. Hallelujah.
and amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Bless the name of the Lord. Once again, we want to welcome everybody out there. Amen. It's on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. Those that are, have tuned in, those that are on their way to tune in, praise God. Amen. Those need a call, then we want to welcome you. Amen. To the Out of the Mouth of God ministry, praise God, featuring Apostle Elder Nate Terry of the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hosted by yours truly, Elder Andre T. Wolf, a.k.a. the Black Prince of Preachers. And we have come to have a wonderful time in the name of the Lord on today. We have come to magnify the Lord. We have come to lift his name up. Praise God. And most of all, we have come to receive his word on today. Praise God. We have come to receive his guidance. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those of you that are tuned in, praise God, you are in, hallelujah, for a treat on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to, amen, praise God, open up with a scripture. Amen, as we always do. Praise God. And you know me, I like to go to Psalms 100. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Reading out of the King James Version, it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing, hallelujah, of his word on today. Just real quick, just for a couple of minutes, I want you to look at verse number 2. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. Praise God, hallelujah. Serve the Lord with gladness. And he's addressing two things in that part of the scripture. He's addressing what you're doing for the Lord, hallelujah, and the attitude that you're doing it with. Praise God, hallelujah. Now, all too many times we look at serve the Lord. We think about Sunday morning, you know, getting on the usher board, getting in the choir, hallelujah, being on the deacon board, ministering the word, and we consider that our service to God, hallelujah. But are we servicing God, amen, when we leave the church? Hallelujah, praise God. How can I service him when I leave the church, Elder? Praise God. Amen. Somebody might need an encouraging word. Hallelujah, amen. Are you obedient when God says you need to go give that person, hallelujah, an encouraging word? Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody might need a financial blessing. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Amen. Are you obedient? Hallelujah. Amen. When God tells you to go bless that person financially, hallelujah, amen. Are you, amen, a Christian life? Hallelujah. I got to use the word Christian so you understand what I'm saying. Praise God, hallelujah, because we got this Christian thing going on. Praise God. I'm a Christian. Do you act like a Christian? Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. We say Christian means follower of Christ. Hallelujah. To be Christ-like. Are you Christ-like? Hallelujah, praise God, amen. Can people tell there's something different about you? That is how you serve God. Hallelujah, by your demeanor, by your attitude, praise God, by the way you act, by the things you do, the way you treat people, how you treat people when people are doing you wrong. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. How you react to your enemies, hallelujah, praise God. Are you turning the other cheek? Praise God, hallelujah. Do you see your brother hungry, hallelujah, and offer him something to eat? Do you see your sister homeless, hallelujah, amen, and offer her a place to stay? Do you see somebody thirsty and offer them a drink of water? Praise God, hallelujah. This is how we serve God. And some of us are doing these things. But then that's why he added a second clause. He said, with gladness. Praise God. You ever had somebody help you with an attitude? Glory to God. They have the food so bad, you want to tell them, you know what, keep your money. I don't need it. Praise God. Not if you don't be acting like that. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's not enough to serve God. What kind of attitude are you serving them with? Because you got to remember you are a representative of God. You are representing God, hallelujah. Amen. So if you mean, the person you talking to going to say God means. Yeah, God will help you, but he means. Praise God, hallelujah. Every time, amen, the man of God help me, he got an attitude problem. Glory to God. Amen. He'll help you, but he means. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God. Then he says to come before his presence with sin. We still talking about an attitude, praise God. What kind of attitude do you have when you come before God? Hallelujah. Not just when you serve him, but when you come before him. Hallelujah, praise God. Do you appreciate what God has done for you? We call it an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah, praise God. Because if you ask somebody for something, praise God, but you don't show no attitude of gratitude, if you don't show no appreciation to that person for what they've already done, hallelujah, praise God, it goes to show, study show that it's less likely to help you a second, a third time around if you didn't appreciate them the first or the second time around. Hallelujah, praise God. So we got to have the attitude of gratitude, hallelujah, when we come before the presence of God. Some of us are calling in today. Some of us are tuning in today. Praise God, and we got the wrong attitude. Hallelujah, praise God. Well, it's not that I just want to have the wrong attitude. It's just that my situation, hallelujah, praise God, if my situation would change, my attitude would change. So God sent me here to tell you real quick, glory to God, hallelujah, that you got it backwards. If you change your attitude, hallelujah, amen, then your situation would change. Praise God, hallelujah. Mm. God is waiting on your attitude to change, and then he will change the situation. Glory to God, hallelujah. You waiting on the situation to change, and God told me to tell you, if you waiting on the situation to change your attitude, you're going to be waiting a long time. Glory to God, hallelujah. But if you change your attitude, glory to God, your situation, hallelujah, will change. Glory to God today, hallelujah. We thank God, hallelujah, on today for his word. Praise God over you, amen, that have tuned in and called in. Praise God. I hope you are ready, hallelujah, amen, to feast on the word of God, hallelujah, on today. Praise God. And bringing forth the word of God on today, amen, hallelujah, all the way from Long Beach, California. Praise God. The West Coast is in the house. The pastor, the leader of the Semitic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, hallelujah, my friend and brother in Christ, praise God, hallelujah. I'm talking about none other, hallelujah, amen. And the apostle himself, Apostle Eldon A. Curry, Apostle Curry, praise God. It is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you today in a mighty way. Glory to God.
Amen, amen, everybody. Come on and give God praise. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify
hallelujah.
Your name, God. We praise. Glory to God. Come on, put those hands together and give him the glory. Hallelujah. Come on, give him the praise, child of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God on this Sabbath
hallelujah.
Day. Amen. This is the day that he has made, and we shall, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I want to thank God for my dear, dear, dear brother. Amen. Elder Andre, glory to God. Hallelujah. I thank God for my dear brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and give God praise.
My brother.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. He's not going to be long, but we're going to be strong this morning. Amen. There is a word from heaven this morning. Amen. Before we go into that word, let's pray. And now, Father, we thank you right now for your word. We thank you, Father. You said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of your mouth. And so, Father, we thank you that in you there is life. In you, Lord, hallelujah, there is truth, hallelujah. In you, O God, you are the way, Lord, hallelujah. And so we thank you this morning, O God, for your word. Thank you for speaking this morning, Lord. Let nothing hinder your word, Lord. Hallelujah. Let nothing get in the way of your word, God. We thank you that you said your word would not return unto you void, but accomplish that which you sent it out to do. So with that level of quote, Daraba said, so I ask you this morning, God, to lift up every bowed down head, God. Amen. Whatever, amen, my brother or sister is going through this morning, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for giving them the victory. We bless your name this morning, God, because in you there is no defeat. We thank you right now, God, that you have already declared, and Father, we come into full agreement with your word, God, hallelujah, that it is so. And we bless your name, and we'll give your name the praise. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful morning. Amen. We're going to look at two scriptures right quickly that I believe are going to really bless our soul. I want you to go to 1 Corinthians right quick. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 57. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. And the word of the living God reads, but thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I really want you this morning, child of God, to really focus on that word victory. Because the Lord want me to impute in your spirit that you have the victory. I don't care whatever it is. Whatever's going on, God said to tell you that you have the victory, and you have the victory because he has given us the victory.
Praise the Lord, Apostle.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, daughter. Amen. God has given us the victory. And I got some awesome news for you, child of God, this morning. You ain't got to wait for the victory. Victory is already yours. Come on here, somebody. You ain't got to wait for God to give it to you. You just got to come in agreement with him that you already got it. Come on here, somebody. I don't know who the Holy Ghost is talking to this morning, but God talking to somebody because the enemy has put it in your head that you are defeated. But God is saying you can't be defeated as long as I'm in you and as long as I'm with you. Come on here, somebody. Because he didn't get up on the third day with all power for us not to have victory. Somebody say victory.
Victory.
Victory belongs to me. Somebody say victory belongs to me.
Victory belongs to me.
Hey, God, I feel the Holy Ghost right here, y'all. Let me tell you something. Amen. He said, but thanks be unto God. Somebody need to give God thanks right now. Somebody need to praise his name, because without him, we have no victory. Come on here, somebody. In him is all our victory. In him is everything that we have is in him. Come on here, somebody. Let me tell you something. The enemy is mad because of one reason. He will never taste victory. Come on here, somebody. Victory is always on God's side. Come on here, somebody. Victory is never on the devil's side. It's on God's side. Somebody say, I'm glad to be on God's side.
I'm glad to be on God's side.
Glad to be on God's side.
We on God's side. That means that you have the victory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to celebrate your God for your victory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You need to celebrate God for giving you the victory over whatever it is the devil tried to come against you with. Whatever it is the enemy tried to put on you, I tell the devil, say, no, devil, it ain't working because I got the victory. And you done messed up now because I done found out that I got victory over you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Child of God, this is so good. Let me tell you something. When he got it with all power, that means that death had to bow to him. Hell had to bow to him. in the grave had to bow to him. Come on here, somebody. Look at how good this thing is. The Bible says that death was swallowed up in victory. Come on here, somebody. And you know what that victory represents? Our Yahshua. It represents him when he got up, he swallowed up death. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that that's power?
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then here Paul asked the question, because he's looking at the fact that we got the victory. He says in verse 55, matter of fact, let's go up just one more little verse. It says, death has been swallowed up in victory. How many know that when death couldn't hold it, that gave him all authority? Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the Bible says that at the name of Yahshua, every knee shall bow. I don't care what your enemy is, beloved. At the name of Yahshua, that thing got to bow. Come on here, somebody. How many know that that's sweet victory? Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise. That's sweet victory.
Hallelujah.
It says, where, O death, is your victory? Because remember, before Yahshua, before Jesus, death had conquered every individual.
Yeah.
So death had a... How can you say it? He had KO'd everybody until he got to Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. And what stopped him was the fact that there was no sin in him. There was no disobedience in him. See, that's why Yahshua tell us to walk in obedience, because it gave us power. It gave us victory. Come on here, somebody. I want you to say right quick, say my victory.
My victory
is in my obedience. Hey, God, that's why I got to stay obedient, y'all, because I'm not going to give up my victory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I got victory.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And then it says, oh, death. Yes. Where is your sting? Come on here, somebody. He ain't got no stinger. When you walk in obedience, you are able to dismantle. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Because death can only sting where there's sin. Come on here, somebody. Where there's no sin, there's no victory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, as long as I can walk in the obedience of God, I ain't got to worry about sin. Glory to God. Because they give me power. Come on here, somebody. Somebody said power.
Power.
Child of God, it's time for us in this season, in this year, God said, walk in power. Walk in my... See, you can walk in victory and not walk in power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Lord.
I feel the Holy Ghost of God in this thing, y'all. See, God is saying, I put power in you. Come on here, somebody. You finna tap into that power, child of God. I feel it in my spirit. You finna tap into the power that God put in you. See, when you got up, you got up. See, the enemy don't want you to know that you got power over him to this degree. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now he said, but thanks be unto God. Verse 50 said, but thanks be to God. He gave us. He gave us. What did he give it to us? When he gave us the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. When he gave us the Holy Ghost guaranteed us victory. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody get happy right there. He guaranteed us victory. I want to share something with you, child of God, right quick about this word victory. Because it's going to bless my soul. and I want to share it with you. This is the definition that came forth when I looked at the word victory. Hear this, child of God. It says, the definition of victory, the overcoming of an enemy. The overcoming of an enemy or adversary. Two, achievement of mastery or success in a struggle or endeavor against odds or difficulties. Somebody says victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How many of you this morning know that you got the victory?
Amen.
How many of you know that God is giving you victory over your situation? Victory over your circumstance. But child of God, this is the key I want you to really, really focus on. The victory is not in you. The victory is in the God in you. The victory is in that God has.
Yes.
So how many know that everything God got, we got?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all didn't catch that.
Yes,
I said, how many know everything that God got, you got? Because the greater one is in you. You got the victory. You got overcoming power. You got victory power. You got a victory that cannot be defeated. You got a victory that cannot be conquered. And the reason why you got it is because God says, I'm in you to give it to you. But you got to come in agreement with me that I got it and that you got it. Come on here, somebody. If someone says, I got it, you got it. If I got it, you got it. Come on here, somebody. God says, if I got it, oh, my God, I feel this thing in my spirit. You got it. Come on here, somebody. But you got to know you got it. Tell somebody, say, do you know you got the victory? There's a knowing, child of God. There's a knowing. I want to hit you with one more verse. I want to go to Luke. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Luke 10. Luke 10 verse 19. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I want to start off. Hallelujah. Now, this is too good. Are y'all still with me this morning? Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. Listen, this is too good. Listen. Go to Luke 10. I said we were starting at 19, but we got to go up to 16. Listen. God get ready to bless our soul right now. Luke 10, verse 16. And the word of the living God reads, whoever listens to you listens to me. Come on here, somebody. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. But whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me. Come on here, somebody. And how many of you know that the Father sent him? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. The Father sent him. Come on here, somebody. And the same Father that sent him has sent you and I. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then it says, and the 72 returned with joy and said, Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. And in verse 18, he said, he replied, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Come on here, somebody. How many know that that's a fast fall? Hallelujah. When he said, I saw fall like lightning, that was so quick, he didn't know he had fell. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Verse 19, he says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. How many know that that's victory? Because I've given you authority. I've given you power to trample, to walk on, to step on. How many know that the enemy is supposed to be stepping on us? We're supposed to be stepping on him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And he says, on snakes and scorpions, and to overcome all. Somebody say all. You know what your Bible says? So my Bible says all the power. Come on here, somebody. Of the enemy. Come on here, somebody. How many know that there's nothing on the other side of all? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. All means all. Come on here, somebody. It means that nothing was left off. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So that means that there's no power that the enemy has that we can't conquer. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, I wish somebody would be happy. If you know you got the victory, you should be shouting right now. Hallelujah. Amen. People worried about the COVID. People worried about this. God, I give you power, power over the enemy. Somebody shout power.
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 Power. How many of you know it's hard to be afraid of something when you got power over it? Come on here, somebody. Talk back to me up here. It's hard to be afraid of something when you got power over it. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, my people in this hour shouldn't be afraid of nothing, because I've given you power over the devil, power over serpents, power over scorpions, power over all the power of the enemy. Somebody said power.
Power.
Somebody said power means victory.
Power means victory.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God said, I've given it to you. Amen. You trying to wait to get it. God said, no, you already got it. Woo! That crooked man of God. Man of God, if you ask me for $5 and I give you $5 and you still asking me for $5, amen. Then you have received it, huh?
Yeah, something wrong.
Amen. Because if I give it to you, you already got it. God has said to us this morning, he said, you ain't got to worry about it. You already got it. Glory to God, I made sure you got it. I got up so you could have it. Come on. I feel God this morning. God is saying victory belongs to us. I'm only talking to those who are on God's side. I'm telling you that if you ain't on God's side, you better get on God's side, because God is saying, I've given my children, I've given mine the victory. Somebody shout. Right now, somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You getting ready to see the victory in that thing. Come on here, somebody. I don't know who the Holy Ghost is talking to, but he's talking to somebody. God said the devil is a liar concerning you. You getting ready to see the victory. You getting ready to walk in it. You getting ready to talk in it. God says all you got to do is come in agreement with my word. Somebody give God a shout of praise right now.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, victory belongs to me. Glory to God. Victory belongs to me.
Yeah. Victory belongs to me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got it because my God got it. If he got it, I got it. Glory to God. He got it and gave it to me. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. So if my attitude is different, if I'm not worried about this, I'm not worried about what's going on in the world, because God said, I've given you what? Victory.
Victory.
So I'm decreeing and declaring right now to everyone under the sound of my voice, amen, I'm coming into agreement with you right now for your victory. God, give me a turn. Somebody's situation, I just heard the word of the Lord say, amen, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is getting ready to come. Victory is getting ready to come in your situation. I don't care what the doctor said. God has the last report over your condition. Dr. Victor, if you believe him this morning, is coming, amen, to your situation. Oh, glory to God. Somebody is about to come into a financial breakthrough. God is saying, victory, how that almost has been declared over your finances. Amen. God says, I became poor that you might become rich. And God is saying, if you just agree with me, then when I got up, and I got the victory over poverty. When he got up, amen, that was the end of poverty's reign. Somebody give God a shout right now. Glory to God. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Somebody need to come in agreement with God's word for you this morning. And the agreement is that God, thank you for giving me the victory. Somebody needs to praise him right now. Oh, I feel a shout right now. I feel a shout in somebody's spirit.
Hallelujah.
Hey, shout out.
Victory.
He belongs to me. Glory to God. I've been walking in defeat long enough. Glory to God. I've been dealing with the devil's mess long enough. To embrace the fact that I got the victory. I got it because he gave it to me. I got it because he said I have it. I got it. It ain't a devil in hell that can take it from me. I wish somebody would get happy right there. Glory to God. I got it.
Hallelujah.
And the enemy can't do nothing about it. Somebody give God a shot.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So, say, neighbor, I got victory
Hallelujah.
In my heart. It's in my soul, neighbor. Glory to God.
Victory.
It's in my spirit, glory to God. I tell
yeah.
you something about Sunday. God can really put this in somebody's spirit, and you ain't even able to shake it, glory to God, because he said
yeah.
in his word that he has given you the victory. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Somebody shout for victory. Somebody shout for victory,
yeah.
glory to God. Hallelujah.
Victory. Hallelujah.
How many know everybody ain't got the victory? Hallelujah. Everybody in got victory. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Everybody can't, but everybody won victory, but everybody in got victory. Come on here, somebody. The victory can only be gained through Yahshua. Come on here, somebody. It can only be gained. Because I said, because he lives. I can face tomorrow. I got one better for you, child of God. This is for somebody right now. Because he lives, I can face today. Come on here, somebody. I can
yeah.
face whatever I'm going through because he lives.
Yeah.
And the songwriter said, because he lives, all fear is gone. I want to talk to somebody right now. You may be dealing with fear right now. The enemy may have tried to put fear on you. But let me tell you, because he lives, you ain't got to live in fear. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
You only fear what we don't
Hallelujah.
Know. Once you know a thing, it becomes impossible. See, people fear because of what they don't know. Come on here, somebody. And when you don't know something, then the devil give you a report to put worry or doubt on you. Come on here, somebody. But God saying to tell you, he is not giving you the spirit of fear. But a power
come on, and a sound mind. Come on, God.
Hey, that doesn't present victory. Power, love, and a sound mind. Child, I want to encourage you is to tell you today, if you ain't got nothing else, you got power, you got love, and you got a sound mind. Hallelujah. Receive that, child of God. You got power. Hallelujah. You got love. Come on here, somebody. And you
yeah.
got a sound mind. Come on and give God a prayer.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, I got it. Come on here, somebody. I got it almost, somebody. Hey, glory to God. And I'm going to walk in it. I'm going to talk in it. I'm going to drink in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And how many of you know that when you got the victory, God says, then everything I promise you is going to come to you. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody bless the Lord. Somebody bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I feel a shift.
Hallelujah.
I feel a shift for somebody right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, I feel God willing to reverse some things for somebody. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody, God willing to reverse. Amen. There's a business affair. Glory to God. That God getting ready to come in. And he's going to give you victory in the matter. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And I hear the Lord saying, just trust me and agree with me. Somebody say agreement.
Agreement.
Amen. This is the year of agreement, child of God. Don't forget, this is the year of agreement. So if you're in agreement with God's victory for your life, then you're about to see miracles. You're about to see manifestation. Somebody give God another praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. But see, it wouldn't be right if I didn't cover what he said, though, in verse 20. Check out what he said, though. He said, and nothing will harm you. In verse 20, however. Somebody said, however.
However,
do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Come on here, somebody. Somebody say victory. I love the fact that I got power over the devil, but the ultimate victory is that he wrote my name down. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That my name is written down in heaven. And God says, because your name is written down in heaven, you got victory. Somebody say victory.
Victory.
Glory to God. Victory belongs to you.
Yes, it does.
Yes, Lord. It belongs to you. And God said, don't walk in nothing less than the best. He said, because your victory says that you have overcome the enemy. Come on, give God one more shout of praise, beloved. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many of you feel that victory this morning? How many of you know you got it? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's bring the victory and know that our name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Come on here, somebody. My name is written in heaven. How many know that there's no greater victory than that? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I'm happy about authority and power over the devil, but I'm more happy. Come on here, somebody. That my name is written down. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, Shabo Kul Tarabasa. Ah, he wrote my name down. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
So I can walk in this victory.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel the anointing of God right now. Somebody give God one more shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah. Praise me, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm getting ready to show off for you in this year. Praise me. I got it.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
you. I'm going to try to let this thing along this morning, y'all. But I just hear God say victory is in the camp. Victory is in the camp. Victory is in the camp.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah,
they will take out of my ear. Somebody done caught it. Somebody done caught it over there, God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I'm going to turn it over to the hands of my dear brother, glory to God. But I want you to celebrate your victory. Celebrate that God is giving you the victory. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Elder. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I feel that. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Victory. Hallelujah. Victory. Victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What did God say his name was?
I am.
I am the resurrection. I am the glory of God. I am the resurrection. I am the glory of God. That means I can get what I want today. And you got to give it to me. He said, put on the whole armor and do everything you can to stand. He didn't say, swing the sword. Hallelujah. He didn't say, holler at him. Glory to God. He ain't going to raise the voice. He said, stand on my word. Glory to God. What the
word?
Hallelujah. And I'm not talking about just the word, just standing on the Bible. Hallelujah. Praise God. What is the word? The Bible tells us what the word is. In the beginning, there was the word.
Lord.
And the word was God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and the word was with God. We need to stand on the word of God, and we will achieve the victory. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What does Paul say? The Paul say, victory is mine.
Victory is mine. Not tonight. Hallelujah. Not in an hour. Victory is mine. 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 Hallelujah. Not
Glory to God.
Ah, yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You better tell
thank
the enemy
you're
going to take your veil today. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for that word on today. Amen. Let's pray for the apostle, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord,
yes,
we thank you for the man of God on today. We thank you for the word
yes,
that you gave him today. Hallelujah. The victory,
yes,
hallelujah,
sir.
Is ours.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Victory has already been achieved. Hallelujah. Victory
yes,
is not
yes,
something we're waiting for. Victory is something we already
yes,
got. Glory to God. Because
yes,
you got
God,
Lord, we got it.
Yes,
hallelujah, Lord. And we
yes,
have to continue to bless the man of God. Fill him back up with
yes,
the virtue
yes,
that he has poured out unto your people. Bless him, his family,
yes,
Lord, his offspring, Lord, and his ministry, Lord. Hallelujah, from the crown
yes,
of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. And we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise
yes,
you. And we magnify your
yes,
holy
yes,
name. In Jesus' name
yes,
we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. On today,
you,
praise God. We got the victory. Hallelujah,
praise,
praise
God.
God. We done won.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah,
praise
God.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank God, hallelujah, for that word on today. Amen. We thank God for all of y'all that's called in. We want to open up the line just for a second just to see if we got any callers on the line that would like, amen, to give a testimony, prayer request on today. Any comments on the word? Praise God, the phone line is open. That's the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Only the
Samaritan. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God today. Amen. Praise God. All of you out there listening on Blog Talk Radio, we thank God for y'all. Hallelujah. Amen. We encourage you to call back in or tune back in next week. Hallelujah, amen. Amen. For
yes,
out of the mouth of God ministries, that's at 10 o'clock, amen, on the West Coast, amen, 12 o'clock Central Time, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah. Praise God with the Apostle, Elder Nate Curry, and yours truly, Elder Andre Primo. We thank God for you. Amen. We want to invite y'all to tune in tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central Time. Amen. We will have this or that page with Living in expectation, amen. Then tune in 5 o'clock Central Time tomorrow night. So we got that word, amen, with yours truly and the First Lady, praise God. And then Friday, we got the Salt of the Earth with Sister Alexandra, hallelujah, and her daughter Kendra, called, praise God. And then we will reconvene back here, hallelujah, next week, amen, 12 noon Central Time, amen, with the Out of the Mouth of God ministries, amen. We truly thank God for each and every person out there that is tuned in and called in, praise God. If you want a copy of the link, amen, just hit us up and we'll send it to you, amen. Therefore, you can listen to it in your leisure. We thank God once again for everybody that called in and tuned in on today, praise God. We truly thank God for the message, amen. We have the victory,
yeah,
hallelujah. Victory is ours, hallelujah. We have overcome. We have already won. In Jesus' name,
yes,
praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to go ahead and turn it back over to the hands of the man of God, Apostle Curry. Amen. So he can give his closing remarks at this time. Praise God. It's back in your hands, man of God.
Amen. 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 Shout out to God. Amen. Bless God for everyone. Amen. God. Throw up your V sign for the victory. Glory to God. Amen. To let amen. Let me know that you got the victory and to let the Lord know that you're walking in your victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Also, if the Lord put it on your heart, amen, sow a victory seed for your victory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because God moved behind our giving. And so I would encourage everyone, amen, to sow a victory seed. Amen. Because you can really come into amen. Your breakthrough. Amen. Amen. God
amen,
is ready.
Amen.
God has already. I was just ready to say God is speaking to you. God said, no, I have already put my super on your natural. Come on here, somebody. And so
amen.
God
hallelujah.
Natural,
glory, 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 hallelujah.
Natural
hallelujah.
Is supernatural.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Your natural
amen.
Is ready is getting ready to do super things because God's super is on it. Come on here, somebody. How many know God put his super on your natural, that the sky is the limit? There is no limitation to what you can do and to what God will do for you, hallelujah, and through you.
Amen.
So I am excited for your victory. And tell somebody right quick. Say, neighbor, if you got it, if I got it, you got it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Neighbor, if I got it, you got it.
Glory to God. Victory walk together. Amen. Hallelujah. Victory hang out together. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
How many of victory and defeat can't hang out together? Come on here, somebody. They ain't got nothing to talk about. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
They don't ever
talk.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That's
glory.
That's
it's a God on this hour has already decreed and declared your victory. Amen. Father, we thank you and we give you praise and glory this morning. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your confirmation word that you have given us the victory. We come into full agreement, God, with your word. And we thank you, oh God, for what you are about to do and for what you are doing even at this very hour. We give you praise that the devil is a defeated foe, and we walk on him as you have commanded us to. And Father, we thank you for writing our name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Father, we give you praise, God, that our name is in that book. We thank you right now for complete victory.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And all those so cool, help us to continue to walk in obedience. So we may continue to experience and walk in your victory. We give you praise and glory on this Sabbath day, Lord. And we decree and declare that we love you, Lord. And we give you all the glory. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Amen and amen. Somebody give God a shout of victory. Somebody give God a shout of victory.
Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Father, for the victory. Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Father, glory, hallelujah, glory, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, 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 hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. We thank God on today. Remember, tune in next week, amen, for another, amen, hot sermon coming from the apostle. Praise God. Elder Nate Curry, amen, praise God. And if you want a copy of this one, I Got the Victory, amen, you can email us, amen, on the information on your screen, and we will, amen, get you a copy of this hat to you. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And on behalf of everybody on the line, we thank y'all for calling in and tuning in on today. We remind you, don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Amen. We want to tell everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. Hallelujah. And we'll see y'all next time on the Out of the Mouth of God Ministries. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm going to leave y'all with one of my songs, We Are Winning, featuring the late great Pastor Bishop Alexis. Bless the name of the Lord. Y'all have a great night.
You preach this gospel, and you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood.
And we ain't gonna stop winning. We gonna let it live on, you feel me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you how I live my life. It's like this. Win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition. Lose,
lose.
All I know is that I'm chilling. Lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis
lose.
Told me that we winning.
We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it. Y'all get it. Y'all really need to quit pretending.
They acting.
And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning. Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever. When I twist these words together, these haters digging up dirt and they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission.
God gave me the word through the spirit.
Now pay attention, I spit it and make you listen. My lyrics tingle your senses. And did I forget to mention, Alexis told me we winning. These rappers talking down,
uh-huh.
These preachers whispering, they say I'm doing too much. Here we go again, rather get that money and let your people live in sin. They wanna censor me and confiscate my pad and pen. Y'all some hypocrites, I'm really living this. I'll take you to the crowd,
to the crowd.
It's like we on a trip, and I ain't trying to flaw. See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High that come with drip. Yeah, you call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about it's great, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt this love, you gon' be bumping this. Jump fly to this, rerun this, hit and ride to this. How you take a shot point blank range and still miss? No, you ain't on my level and still trying to diss. I'm tired of talking, time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning life the race, so win some, lose some,
uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary, I don't know the definition. Lose,
lose.
All I know is that I'm chilling. Lose,
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis
lose.
Told me that we winning.
We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
Y'all get it.
But y'all really need to quit pretending.
They acting.
And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
Win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you.
Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition. Lose,
lose.
All I know is that I'm chilling. Lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis
lose.
Told me that we winning.
We winning.
Y'all acting like y'all really get it.
Y'all get it.
But y'all really need to quit pretending.
They acting.
And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
This has been your dear friend. Your dear friend. Loving you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village. And I have to beat it one more time. We are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us, for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour out this gospel any longer, any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still close to the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.